Moncrief on News Talk.
Can you imagine staying in a pirate ship, a vintage 50s diner, or even a cozy hobbit hole? Yes, there's a new trend that's taking the travel world by storm. It's themed Airbnbs. Travel enthusiasts are flocking to these creatively designed spaces for an escape that's as much about the experience as it is all about the location. So to tell us more, I'm joined by Melanie May, solo travel blogger and the Talk Travel presenter on Dublin City FM. Good afternoon, Melanie.
Hiya, how's it going?
Very, very good. Have you yourself ever stayed in a themed Airbnb?
Not a completely themed, but I have been in a rental in Kissimmee and each of the rooms had a different theme in it, which was really great. So one of the kiddies' rooms was done up like a circus. Now, if you're terrified of clowns,
that's not
going
to be good.
Very good for you. But it was absolutely brilliant. And I loved how each of the rooms were done differently. But what's coming out now is, well, it's been around for a long time, is whole themed Airbnbs, where the whole a property that you're renting is themed around one thing. So it might be Star Wars, Pirates of the Caribbean, Harry Potter. And at the minute, what's hit the news recently is the new Polly Pocket home. So they have released this 90s era like replica of, it's like a 42 foot tall replica of the Polly Pocket socket. And it's incredible looking. It looks something like out of the Barbie movie, that type of style.
What city? What location is the Polly Pocket house in?
It's in Massachusetts, so it's in Littleton in Massachusetts. So, of course, it's in America. All these wild and wacky things like that. And it's, you can go and have like loads of people stay over, play with all the like her lipstick and her jewelry and the clothes. And then there's this big tent area off to the side where up to four people can spend the night. And it's only $89 per person, I thought was quite reasonable for something. Yeah, that extreme.
You would imagine that something like this you would have to pay top dollar for.
Some of them you do. Some of the more unique and more remote ones seem to be quite expensive. But a lot of them are actually rather reasonable, I guess, because they're not going to appeal to everybody. They're going to appeal to like a niche traveler who is either really into that theme or just wants a complete experience and to try something new.
Okay, so what are the most popular ones out there? I know you've mentioned Star Wars, probably Harry Potter. What other ones are really, really popular?
Yeah, so the movie theme ones are really popular. So, you know, obviously the Barbie, with Barbie movie coming out, anything like that, you can go stay in a Barbie house and stay in Ken's wing if you want to. Things like Thomas the Tank Engine for kids, or sports themes. So like there's F1 racing properties you can rent, or things to do with like baseball and basketball or hockey teams. And these are great, you know, if you're traveling for a sports game and there's one of those rentals where the game is being played. That would be really cool. And then there's obviously the nostalgic stuff like retro video games at the minute. That's becoming really popular because there's the Mario Land in Universal Studios now as well. So an awful lot of the themes seem to be based on the theme parks. So you'll get an awful lot of themed rentals and Airbnbs in Florida, where you've got all the theme parks there. So a lot of stuff ties in with that. And I just think that's a brilliant way to really enhance your experience. If you're going all that way, you're spending all that money anyways. And because there's so many rentals there, there's going to be competition, so the prices aren't going to be extortionate.
Yeah, well, it's so expensive to go there and go to the parks. I mean, it's something, you know, my family, we've only done, I'd say, 18 months ago, and I still, so expensive. But to stay in the parks, it costs, you know, your firstborn. But this is a very, I suppose, economical way to do it. You can get to go to the parks, but maybe stay in one of these Airbnbs instead.
Absolutely. I think it's a gem for parents to be able to do that and say to the kids, look, you know, the park was still out, or, you know, you know, but don't worry, we're staying in
a Minnie Mouse Airbnb or a Minnie Mouse house.
We're staying in her ears in just down the road. And then it also gives you a little bit of a break from the park so that then the kids get excited again the next day to go back to the park, you know, rather than being totally overstimulated all the time.
And what about our kind of music idols? Taylor Swift Airbnbs?
Yeah, now there's stuff like this that you would have to be a bit careful about when you're going to go and book. Taylor Swift Airbnbs are popping up in the cities where Taylor Swift is playing her Eras tours,
which is everywhere in the world.
Which is everywhere. And sometimes it might just be a bedspread with Taylor Swift on it, or there might be a guitar in the corner. So there will be people trying to capitalize on big popular events, movies, music, stuff like that. So just really do your research. I'd say if you were going to go to a Taylor Swift themed house, go in Nashville, you know, go where she is, where she's based, and it might have a bit more authenticity, because I think there's also a fine balance of it something being really tacky and, you know, not giving you an authentic experience or taste of where you're going, and then something being really well done and classy.
Okay, so what you've described there is themed but with a little small T. That's kind of what you've described, definitely. There's a message in here to 087 1400 106. People need to be careful when booking themed Airbnbs. Last year, booked a Beyonce themed one for her show in London. The ad looked like the attention to detail was amazing. But when we got there, all it had was one poster of her sitting in the room. So please be careful. That's pretty much exactly what you have just described there, Melanie.
Yeah, there's some scrupulous people out there that will try and take advantage. But just read the reviews, go on and look at the photographs, see if you can go onto Reddit or any of those things. Put in a Google search as well. Don't just read the reviews on Airbnb or whatever booking you're going to use.
So generally the ones that you've mentioned are, by the sounds of things, are parents who want to impress the kid. Because I can't think personally myself that I would like to go to any themed Airbnb unless you know of a Eurovision one that exists.
Well, now I'm sure there is a Eurovision one that exists, and that would be right up your street.
It would be right up my street.
But there's loads of actually really interesting rentals that aren't necessary. So like, you can actually go and stay in the historic home of, well, Winnie the Pooh, of the writer, A.A. Milne, who wrote Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh. And it is absolutely stunning, and it's very tastefully done with sketches of Winnie the Pooh and Winnie the Pooh books around, but also in the garden there's sculptures of all the animals to do with the books. So something like that is also great for adults. But then there's these really incredible things. So the one that caught my eye is you can stay in a missile silo, which is 186 feet under the ground. So it's from like the Cold War, and it's themed with Americana themed decor, but it's in Roswell where all the aliens came to land. So I think something like that would be wild and really interesting place to stay as a themed place to stay. But also you can stay in old steam trains. You can stay in a yellow submarine, an actual submarine. You can stay in aeroplanes. You can stay in UFOs, structures that look like UFOs, houses that are shaped like mushrooms that are actually built out of mud in Thailand. And they used to be, the original purpose was to be a minimal space for meditation. You can stay in a bird box. There is, you can stay in tree houses all over the world. So there are some spectacular themed, but not necessarily, you know, themed like we were talking about with the children's type of themes, that would be perfect for adults or groups, you know, celebrating an anniversary, a birthday, a hen party, a honeymoon, something like that would be fantastic.
And where can people find these? Are they themed on Airbnb? Is there a separate section for them?
Yes, so there's a separate section. It's called OMG. So, oh my gosh. So you can go onto that and search Airbnb OMG. And the thing is, why these have popped up is because a couple of years ago, I don't know if Airbnb still does this, but they were giving out $100,000 to people who came up with crazy rental ideas, and they were actually funding it. And this is why you'll actually see there are really great themed rentals out there, or crazy wacky idea rentals, because Airbnb actually funded them. So you can go and stay in a windmill in Portugal, or you can actually go and stay in a crane on the docks in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these were funded by Airbnb themselves. So you know that there's a lot of money and time and effort have gone into them.
There's definitely a market for it. Message here, Marie: Disney adults are a real thing. Lots of adults who grew up in the Disney Channel era are now going to the theme parks, and they are the ones who are renting the specialised Airbnbs. So I'm wrong. I've been to Disney. I loved it. But, you know, I just feel all the princesses and stuff, it's just for the kids. It's just for the kids. So, Melanie, you go check it and see if you can find me a Eurovision themed one, and I'll go to that city. Okay.
Fantastic. We can go to Dedder and practice our moves.
Lovely, lovely. That's Melanie May, solo travel blogger and talk travel presenter on Dublin City FM.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.